Now, as the school year begins, an uncommon sort of festival for children kicks off on Prague's ancient hill of Vyšehrad. Vyšehradky, as it's called, a romp on the old high castle, offers no cotton candy, no tedious clowns, and no mind-numbing kiddie rides. Instead, it brings in schools and families for a more avant-garde approach to children's entertainment, organized by students of the Academy of Drama. In this week's edition of Panorama, Christian Felvey found that they know how to please a young audience.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you like the festival?
Yes.
What have you done today? Here.
I don't know.
You don't know? And what are you doing now?
Playing drums.
Can you play some drums for me?
Who needs 3D cinemas to entertain a child when you have a pot and pan at hand, various homemade objects to put on your head, and plenty of things to sniff? That seems to be part of the ethos of the drama students organizing the Vyšehradky Children's Festival, all in their early 20s, who may actually know a lot more about healthy fun for kids than parents might expect. They started 7 years ago with a festival for adults, but in the last several years a genre emerged that was perhaps both more true to their artistic sensibilities and the children's taste.
My name is Filipjevic and I'm the author of the festival or the project Vyšehradky.
We started the festival as for adults, but it was not so well defined. We were using puppets, we were using paintings and so on and so on. More and more we did things for children, and in these things we are combining the game, the art and the education, which is for us the Bermud triangle, or how to say it. And then we decided to turn the main festival activity to the children and their parents.
If you're thinking that may be the sound of a garbage truck but aren't entirely sure, then rest assured. Here with the festival's bureaucratic chief, Andrzej Chalupski, we're having a go at a childhood dream of operating that mechanical monster that wakes us up as we watch out the window as kids.
Here's the garbage truck, and because we had a theater for children here just before the moment, it was about this truck, so now we have a real truck here and children can try operate with this.
This is really one of the most original ideas I've ever seen at a children's festival.
Yeah, me, in my childhood, I really would like to be the man who drives this garbage truck. And we suppose that this is idea of every children, especially boys. So
the girls seem to be enjoying it as well.
Yeah. Maybe there's a new generation of garbage truck women.
We've got something which is special for Vyšehradky, and these things are interactive objects. This year, these interactive objects are about senses. You can play with our interactive object on your own. You can play with it with our actors, and you can play, of course, in your whole family. For example, let me say, smelling table. What are the smells? What they remind us? What are the differences between the smells from nature and the smells from what made the factory made? And so on and so on. So this is the point of the whole festival. Enjoy time with your family and with our ideas.
My name is Martina Moudra and I study at the Academy of Performing Arts. I study theater production, and here on the festival I take care about promotion and marketing. At the tent over there will be another very famous attraction, which is called Save Prague from Nazists.
Save Prague from the Nazis?
Yeah. It's the point is that the children enter the tent and they get a candle. And there's an actor who is playing a Nazi, and he's trying to
blow out their candles?
Yes. So we hope that it would be as popular as last year.
Is that conceived of as a fun exercise, or like what exactly do you want the children to take away from that?
We are trying to connect art, education and play. So through playing and art, we are trying to educate children. And that's point as well of this attraction. And we hope that it's working. We will see.
This is the Hungry Table, for example, part toy, part unintentional modern art piece, and about 15 children are spending this part of their busy afternoon stuffing its many mouths with marbles, and they seem to have little intention of doing anything else for the time being. That's just one of the exhibits in this Lounge of the Senses that Miss Modra showed me before the kids came to mob the tents and teepees.
So this tent is about your eyes, about perspectives. This is called the hlavoni, you can see it here, and it's a helmet you can take on your head, and you can see the world like not like it is. You can try it if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is like a plastic chandelier for a lamp.
It's
got lots of diamonds looking.
But really try it, because it's nice.
Well, tell me what I'll see first when I put this on my head.
Well, you will see world like
a kaleidoscope.
Yes.
Okay.
You can see the world like through a kaleidoscope.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Well.
Can you see it?
Well. I don't really see anything, to tell you the truth. I see a bunch of diamonds, but I think if there were lights around me...
And there are some other helmets which you can also try if you want.
Okay, this one looks interesting. I have no idea how to describe this. It's a wire kind of tower-looking thing that can be strapped to your head. What would this item do?
Well, in fact, I don't know. But I really want to try it one day.
There's kind of like a slightly grotesque feel to a lot of the things.
Yes,
here at this
festival. Maybe it looks like that, but the theme of the festival likes to play, and we just want to show to children and to their parents that culture or artistic program for the children doesn't have to be stupid, doesn't have to be about clowns. We think that if you work with the children from the childhood and you show them various things and you give them stimulations, we think that this is a good way how to work with children.
We don't like when somebody is talking with children in silly way. We don't like that when somebody is using the children for his own financial gain. We like to communicate with children as our partners about the themes that we think are important for the children and also for the adults. So this is the main thing, how we think about the communication and to work with the children.
"33-year-old Ondřej Liška is the former Minister of Education and until recently was the head of the Czech Green Party. He came to the festival to sit cross-legged in a teepee and read to a group of children in the part of the program called Fairy Tales of Famous Daddies.
I think it's a great idea, and I was very happy to support this little festival, because I believe that in contemporary world, you see all over the world, even in developed countries, somehow missing interest in books and read and spoken words. And also, this is a problem that is categorized as a čtenářská gramotnost, the ability to read, understand and interpret texts. And it's mainly caused by the fact that the parents are so busy that they don't read fairy tales to the children anymore. And once the children come to school, they don't know what the real price of a book is, how important it is for our civilization. So anyway, how to support reading books and listening to fairy tales, I'm always happy to join. Then I hope the children will enjoy it. I picked my book.
That's my next question. Yeah, what book did you choose?
I chose a book that I like, but I don't know if the kids will like it. I loved it as a child very, very much. It's Tove Jansson's book on Moomins. The Moomins are little beings living in somewhere in the mountains of Scandinavia, and they are very small, neat animals or beings, and I loved that book as a child, and I hope the children will love it.
More famous daddies will be reading their favorite stories each evening this week to the tunes of bands playing baby punk. And you can catch that or some of the alternative theater performances anytime until September 7th.